Some clouds outside. It's currently 93. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Clinton man has died after driving the wrong way on Interstate 40 near Weatherford. According to the collision report provided by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the incident occurred around 6:11 Monday night when OHP says 77-year-old David Atchley was driving a 1999 Mercury Grand Marquis westbound in the eastbound lanes of I-40 at the 80-mile marker. Atchley's vehicle would strike a 2013 Ford F-150 driven by 70-year-old Nancy Rhodes, also of Clinton, head-on. This would cause a 2018 Dodge Ram 3500 driven by 47-year-old Alfredo Flores to strike the F-150 from behind. Investigators said as a result of the mishap, Atchley was pronounced dead at the scene. Rhodes was airlifted to OU Medical Center, where she was admitted and last listed to be in stable condition with trunk internal and leg injuries. Flores was treated and released from the scene. Three passengers inside the Flores vehicle were also treated and released. A Hobart woman is dead after a crash in Kiowa County, according to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. 82-year-old Carolyn Marnie died on Monday from injuries she sustained in a crash on July 10th. OHP said the crash happened at around 8:30 p.m. on County Road E-1370 and County Road N-2160, just 1.3 miles west of the town of Hobart. According to the crash report, Marnie was heading south on the road in a Nissan Altima when a Dodge Ram drove into the intersection heading west and was hit by the Altima. The driver of the Ram was treated and released, while three passengers were admitted to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Marnie was taken to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where she was pronounced dead on Monday afternoon. A Memphis, Tennessee man was arrested and charged in Beckham County recently after leading multiple agencies on a high-speed pursuit on Interstate 40. According to a probable cause affidavit, 48-year-old Willie Aaron Smith is accused of leading Texas and Oklahoma authorities on the high-speed pursuit in the eastbound lanes of I-40 that originated in Texas and saw speeds reach as high as 150 miles per hour. Authorities say stop sticks were deployed at three locations along I-40, one at mile marker 32, one at mile marker 38, and another at mile marker 40. However, Smith successfully eluded all three while driving a Dodge Charger with a passenger inside. Eventually, Smith would voluntarily pull over near the 41-mile marker and was arrested. His passenger was released from the scene. Smith was charged in Beckham County District Court last week with one felony count of endangering others while attempting to elude a police officer and three felony counts of running a roadblock. Bond for Smith was set at $75,000. His first court date is scheduled for August 30th. In state news, a large reward for a missing trailer in Muskogee. Beth Myers with the Oklahoma News Network has that.
There is a $20,000 reward for information leading to the suspects who stole a semi-trailer full of scrap copper from a steel warehouse in Muskogee. That copper is valued at about $150,000. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, both major markets staying above 70 bucks with WTI at 71.89. That's down 2 cents. Brent crude at 74.77. That's up 27 cents. Natural gas at $3.94. That's down 15 cents. Recapping our top story, a wrong-way accident takes the life of a Clinton man. Once again, we have some clouds out there, but it is still hot. High near 93 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively in Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.